Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es demai, Perik Vav, Mishnah Vav. Beshami, I mean the Beshami say. This is Agav, we mentioned the halachis of olives and oil in the previous Mishnah, but who gets the Truma? So here the Mishnah is going to talk about the halachis of Tumah and Tahara. It's like the Mishnah, Layimkar Adam as Zesav. A person should not sell his olives, El Lechavar, only to a Chavar who is careful with the halachis of Tumah and Tahara. Because if he's going to sell it to someone who's not careful with the halachis of Tumah and Tahara, there's a concern he's going to be metameit. Now we're talking about someone, explains the Batanura, who has olives that were already taken off the tree, but they weren't hukhshiru lekabel tumah yet. That means, as we explained earlier, from after the time that they were taken off the tree, they were never touched by one of the seven mashkin. Remember what the seven mashkin are? Remember the simin? Yad, shachat, dam. Yad stands for yayin, dalet stands for devash, honey, shachat stands for shemen, oil, ches, chalav, milk, tes, tal, du, dam, the dalet stands for dam, and the mem for mayim. In order for something to become tameh, it has to first become wet with one of these shiva mashkin after it was detached. So these olives were off the tree, but they didn't become wet yet. There are certain things that are done with the olives that automatically they become wet, but we didn't do that process yet, explains about Tanur. At this point, the Beshame say, don't sell it only to a chaver, in this case a chaver meaning someone who is careful with the lochis of Tumah and Tahar. Eventually, we know they're going to be touched by Shema. First of all, it itself is going to turn into oil. Even if not, even if he's going to leave it as olives, they're put into a large keli called a maiton, and over there the olives heat up and they break up, and drops of oil or what's called like a sweat comes out of it, and that's machshirit to be mekabel tumah. So although right now the olives are not hukshirit to be mekabel tumah, the Beshami held you can't sell them to a person that's not careful with the lachis of tumah and tahara, because the end is they're going to become hukshirit to be mekabel tumah. And although we're not talking about Trum over here, but still, you cannot do anything that's going to cause Tumah to even Chulin in Eretz Yisrael. Basilim and the Basil say, you could sell them Afla Meiser. Even if this Chavar is only careful with Trumas and Meisers. But we don't know that he's careful when it comes to Tumah and Tahara, it's not a problem. I don't have to worry about it becoming Tame. You don't know for sure it's going to become wet. It's possible he's going to eat them. What if he doesn't turn them into shaman? What if he's going to eat them before they start breaking up like this and they start sweating? So if you have someone who's a chaver in regard to maestros, he was makabel upon himself to be careful with trumas and maestros, but he's not a chaver in regard to tumah tahara, it's okay, say the vessel. Although by all likelihood it will become wet, but it's possible that it won't, and that's enough. Some say, the Rambam holds this way, says the Batanur, that the machloik you say between the Beishami and the Beis Hillel is whether or not it's usher to cause tumah for chulin in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, according to the Rambam, we're pretty sure it's going to get wet. And if he's not careful with tumah and tahara, it's going to become tummy. The question is that a problem or not? After all, it's chulin. It's not truma. It's not hegdish. The Beis Hillel say it's not your problem if they become tummy. The Beishami say it is. Zok the Mishnah weiter, Utsnuyei Beis Hillel. Those that were careful, those that were extra careful with mitzvahs amongst the Beis Hillel, Hayinahagin Kedivri Beis Shammai. They conducted themselves according to the Beis Shammai. In other words, they did not sell their olives only to a chaver who was careful, who was makabel upon himself to adhere to the halachis of Tumah and Tahara. Now, what does the word Tsnuah mean? We know Tsnuah means Snias, modesty, dresses, Tsnuistic. These people that were medagdeg in mitzvahs, we refer to them as snuyim. Real erlich hayidin that are really medagdeg in mitzvahs, they have this inyan, they're an onav, hidden, they don't like to stand out, and they're careful about this. Why does the Mishnah have to tell us this? I mean, after all, if somebody wants to be machmir, let him be machmir. Well, maybe you remember from Masechtas Brachas, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Reb Tarfon was machmer according to the Beis Shammai, and they told him, "Kedahi yisol lachiv ba'atzmecha shavar tal divrei Beis Hillel." Remember that Mishnah? Here, let me remind you. We learned that the Beis Shammai say that a person should lie down on his sign and then say Shema. Because the Torah says B'shachbecha. The Basil say, no, it means during a time that people lie down. It doesn't mean you should physically lie down. Reb Tarfon said, I was traveling on the road when the time for the night Shema came. And I lay down to say Shema because I wanted to hold like the Beshamai. V'sakanti be'atzmi b'nei halistim. And I put myself in danger because I could have been attacked by listim, by robbers, when I was lying down. Chazal were not happy with this. The Chachamim said to him that if those robbers did attack you, you would have no one to blame but yourself because you were over on the words of the Beis Hillel. So we see over here that normally you're not supposed to be machmer according to the Beis Shammai. That's somewhat of a chiddush of the Mishnah here, that the Tznuyei Beis Hillel in this case were machmer like the Beis Shammai. There are different reasons that are explained why they were able to. Some say, as long as it was b'shevi al taisa. In other words, Reb Tarfon did something according to the Beis Shammai. These Tznuyei Beis Hillel didn't outright do something which the Beis Hillel say is not necessary. They just didn't do something. In other words, the Beis Hillel say, you can sell it to anybody. They sold it to people that were careful. They didn't take advantage of the heter, but unlike Reb Tarfon, they didn't physically do something, which is only according to the Beis Shammai. Okay, basically, chazing over our Mishnah, the Beis Shammai say, don't sell your olives to someone who's not careful with Tumah V'Tahara, even if he's careful with Maisris. The Beis Hillel say, if he's careful about Maisris, that's enough, but the Tznuyei Beis Hillel conducted themselves according to the Beis Shammai.